God is present with us in our suffering. Jesus is Savior and Lord, even in the darkness. The power of sin, sickness, and death to terrify us and take away what is most precious to us has been shattered at the cross of Christ. That's what Katie Hubbard helps us discover as we read her journal from 2013 after her diagnosis with recurrent breast cancer. I'm your host, Norman Hubbard, and I think you're going to find there are good things here. Welcome back to There Are Good Things Here. As I mentioned at the end of our last episode, Katie wrote one journal entry in mid-October of 2013 and a couple of CaringBridge posts, which I read in that podcast. And then she didn't write anything until the 1st of December. Don't worry, she will give you a recap in a journal entry after Christmas about things that had gone on. But for now, I'm going to pick up with Sunday, December 1st of 2013. This, by the way, is a treasured memory. Dear Lord, Auburn beat Alabama with 1 second left on a 109-yard return from a failed field goal. It was an astoundingly spectacular way to win. Jaw-dropping, magical, superlatives fail me, miraculous. In case you were wondering, Katie was as avid an Auburn fan as anyone else in my family. I left my journal when we traveled south for the national conference and to Alabama. That was frustrating, which, by the way, may be why she didn't write. I never thought about that. Somehow she got this journal back, though. She writes, "We have been with people, 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 and driving, driving, driving. Yesterday we had Corinne and Smiley's wedding in Peoria." By the way, that wedding happened to fall on, so their wedding was on the Saturday before December 1st, Sunday, December 1st. I don't remember if I had a part in that wedding. I know that Noah officiated. I think we just attended. But at their rehearsal dinner, anytime someone came up to Katie or me, I would hold my hand out so that they didn't say anything to me, and I would always say to them, do not tell me anything about the Auburn-Alabama game. I know that it's on right now, and we have it recorded. So we actually did not watch that game until we got home from Peoria late on Saturday night, and that's when we saw Auburn beat Alabama on that spectacular 109-yard run back from a failed field goal. Anyway, let's go on to Sunday, December 8th. 2013. Dear Lord, Auburn is going to the national championship game and it's snowing outside. 2 exclamation points. Unbelievable. We beat Missouri 57-42 and then Michigan State beat Ohio State. That was all from that December entry. Katie was a big Auburn fan. Saturday, December 13th, 2013. Dear Lord, I just realized the really bad fatigue I was experiencing about a month ago seems to have abated. That is really good. That must mean that it was surgery related. We got the most beautiful snowstorm. It started at 4 p.m. yesterday and is still going. It's just beautiful. We must have 6 or 7 inches. Greg got snowed in. I cried when he and Ryan moved out yesterday and then Greg couldn't get home because of the snow and Tom missed his ACT. You may remember if you've been following along with this podcast that Greg and Ryan are two beloved students from Illinois who graduated, took a deferred start date on their jobs and lived with us for that fall semester. So that's what Katie's referring to, that those two guys moved out and Greg couldn't get home because he was snowed in. Katie goes on. Joseph has his kindergarten program today at 2 p.m. Rachel has her concert tonight. Tom is officially dating. and it seems like a good setup. She seems like a very sharp girl. 1 Peter chapter 1, and you'll find in some of these scripture references that Katie has begun to think about Christmas and Christmas passages. We were eyewitnesses of his majesty. Luke 1, verse 2, just as those who from the beginning were eyewitnesses and ministers of the word. Luke 1, 13, do not be afraid. Fear had fallen upon him. Do not be afraid, for your prayer is heard, and you will have joy, gladness, and many will rejoice at his birth. And Isaiah 51, verse 3, for the Lord will comfort Zion. He will comfort all her waste places. He will make her wilderness like Eden, and her desert like the garden of the Lord. Joy and gladness will be found in it, thanksgiving and the voice of melody. And then from Saturday, December 21st, 2013, lots of scripture, by the way, about Jesus' coming. Dear Lord, Isaiah 40, verse 5, the glory of the Lord shall be revealed, and all flesh shall see it together, for the mouth of the Lord has spoken. In verse 3, the voice of one crying in the wilderness, prepare the way of the Lord, make straight in the desert a highway for our God. Verse 4, every valley shall be exalted, and every mountain and hill brought low. The crooked places shall be made straight, and the rough places made smooth. The God of impossible things, Katie writes it a little parenthetical note at the bottom of that page, and then goes on, verse 9, O Zion, you who bring good tidings, get up into the high mountains. O Jerusalem, you who bring good tidings, lift up your voice with strength. Lift it up. Be not afraid. Say to the cities of Judah, behold your God. In verse 11, he will feed his flock like a shepherd. He will gather the lambs with his arms. He will carry them in his bosom and gently lead those who are with young. And then from Luke 2, verses 9 and 10, and behold, an angel of the Lord stood before them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them, and they were greatly afraid. And then the angel said to them, do not be afraid, for behold, I bring you good tidings of great joy, which will be to all people. Good tidings, to gladden with good news, to announce salvation as good news, to receive good news. That's probably good for today, with maybe this one final comment. As I was reading that passage, and I know Christmas time was very special to Katie, and she was meditating a lot on passages like the one from Isaiah that you hear in Handel's Messiah, which Katie loved, passages from Luke about Jesus's birth. They were profoundly personal to her at this time as she was looking for good news, good tidings, searching for that kind of message of joy and hope for herself. But it makes me think, too, if I went through her, I think I have 55 plus of her journals. I think that if I just went through and wrote out every scripture passage that Katie wrote out in her journals, I would probably have about half of a Bible. And I wonder, for you and me, you who are listening, and for me, what would it be like if we followed in that practice, kind of did the same thing, just wrote out the scripture that God was speaking to us? In a sense, it's the scripture that God was writing onto her heart. She was writing out in her journal as her prayer back to the Lord. I'm really struck by that. I think it's inspiring, and it's probably also a very practical model for us of how to be in the Word of God so that the Word of God can be in us. But that's enough of my preaching for now. Thanks for joining me for this episode of There Are Good Things Here. Be back next week with the next episode, where Katie will recount a lot of the things that we had done during that fall of 2013.